You're listening to Comedy Central.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Please welcome Kevin Love. Welcome to the show.
Appreciate you having me.
Let's start with the most important question or statement that I have, and that is, how was your birthday 2 days ago? Happy birthday. You feeling good?
I'm feeling good.
Yeah?
I just turned 30, so I'm still recovering. As you can hear, my voice has gone a little bit.
Right.
But I was told in your 30s you stop recovering as fast. So
is that something
working on it.
You were celebrating with LeBron James as well. I saw that online.
I was.
You guys were like hanging out together.
I was. We went to a couple of fashion shows together, and then had a couple of drinks in Dumbo.
Is that not too much for people to handle? Like just because like if I see somebody who's mega famous in the streets, I can be like, is that? But if you walk with LeBron, it's the two of you.
It is
like
the two of us,
that's also traffic.
LeBron's—he's not really a person. He's more of a planet. He just absorbs and takes everything with him. So he has a lot of people following him. He's hard to miss, but he's a lot of fun to, have a glass of vino with.
Right. And going into that, like, you just secured a big money deal to stay in Cleveland,
yeah.
Right? And now you've become the face of this franchise. Like, you inherited a really powerful legacy that you have to move forward. I don't know what that's like, but, like, do you think you can do it?
Absolutely. I feel like everything leading up to this point, especially my 6 years I spent in Minnesota, not having a ton of veterans. We had the youngest
right.
team in the league for a couple of years, heading into a situation in Cleveland where we were expected to win a championship. LeBron had signed back with the team in the 2014-2015 season. They had traded for me, and we were expected to win a championship every single year. So now heading into a new era, it's going to be a challenge. You lose the best player in the world, but I think a lot of the guys are very excited for not only the opportunity, but the challenge and growing something.
Right, and when you went to China, I don't know if this is a true story or not. I heard that your luggage had been, like, tagged.
Yeah.
And they tagged your luggage. When you got to China, it said LeBron James.
And I posted a video on social media and said, on my story on Instagram, and said, I can't get away from him. He said, hey, brother, you're stuck with me forever. So
right.
I appreciated that, but it was just, I wasn't able to get away from him even when he signed for the Lakers.
It's going to be a really exciting journey for both the Cavs. I mean, you're a different team also because you have the ring, so there's a different atmosphere to the,
right.
to the whole franchise. But you're also a person who's on a journey in multiple ways. I mean, you have this, which is enough for most people to have as an undertaking. But then you also have a fashion label that you were working with. You're working with Banana Republic.
I am.
Designing clothes?
Designing clothes. I actually have my own capsule collection coming out September 18th. And this is part of it here. There's actually my favorite tote jacket.
Wait, so you're
jacket.
Wearing your clothes right now?
I am. I'm wearing my clothes right now.
Stand up and spin for us. Stand up and spin. Stand up and spin. We want to see it. Wow. Wait, so, like, I've read some of the things you have, right? Like, some of the items they talk about. The collection includes, like, motion stretch top coat.
Yes.
Pinstripe motion stretch suit. Plaid cotton wool suit, performance stretch wool. Like, this seems like a lot of stuff that's geared to somebody who, like, plays basketball and works out. Like, there's a lot of stretch happening
here. It is,
here.
But it's also very easy for what we do to travel with it. We're away, and we're traveling for 41 away games out of our 82. And then hopefully we make the playoffs.
Right, right, right.
And then we have to have even more of that going on. So, no, it's very fun to make the collection. It was over about probably a year and a half of putting this together. There's a lot of legwork and things behind the scenes that went on, but very proud of it. And I'm excited for all you guys to see on September 18th.
Did you really want to design clothes for other people, or did you just trick Banana Republic into making clothes for you? Because I feel like you were just like, the people also want stretch pants for when they're traveling. You know what's really cool after a big game? People want to wear a bomber jacket, or people want a leather jacket, or... No, you were really involved in the design, right?
I was really involved with the design. Which was fun was that in the creative process, I made a bunch of tear sheets. I, you know, was going on Pinterest, doing a lot of primitive things in order to get the collection together. But when we were in the selection process, we put together an extensive book. And who's backstage with me is my stylist, Courtney Mays. I've got to show her some love, too, because and mostly a creative director as
right,
well.
Right, right.
So we put together a big book, extensive book that... you know, probably had 300 pages in it, and it showed, you know, different architecture. It showed wine. It showed classic cars. It showed old movies from the 50s. Just a lot of, and Banana Republic being a classic American brand, there was a lot of that going on in there. So that was a lot of fun to do. And then we got with the team from Banana Republic, their creative team, and kind of looked at their mood boards, and we found that it was going to be fall. So here we are.
That's properly exciting, man. Yeah. You have the basketball, you have the design, and honestly, one of my favorite things that you've done is when you came out and you wrote an essay on dealing with depression and mental health in the NBA. I think it was DeRozan who came out originally.
Right.
And he said, you know, I think we should all be speaking about this. And you came out and you spoke. And I don't know if this has happened to you, but as someone who's spoken about depression, there's a lot of people who go, you? But right. how the you? Did you have people go like, Kevin, depression? And then they were like, oh, yeah. Or were they like, Kevin, how?
Well, I think the sense of community has been the craziest thing for me of any time in my entire career. You know, playing 10 years in the NBA now, this is what people see most. And I mention that because everywhere that I go, whether it be men or women, you know, in socioeconomic status, sexual preference, anything, it doesn't discriminate.
Right.
And especially when you mention us, people that seemingly, you know, have everything.
Right.
You know, you're in a position that you always wanted to be in as athletes, at least for us, we're considered, you know, superhuman. And people don't even consider the mental aspect of it because we have stuff that's going on as well. So, you know, I saw the Robin Williams documentary on HBO. I saw, you know, what happened. Kate Spade and actually one of my heroes, Anthony Bourdain, had taken his life in the same week. And Bryan Cranston, one of my favorite actors, had came out and said a beautiful quote. He said, success is not immune to depression. And I found that to, you know, really hit home with me because we really are all going through something. So it's you know, really great that not only athletes are talking about it, but everybody's furthering the conversation in order to be down that stigma.
Definitely. You didn't start the conversation. What I admired is you pushed for the NBA to take action.
Right.
You know, you could have come out, which would have still been a big step, and said, hey, I also suffer from depression. This is how I deal with it. But you also laid out an idea for the NBA on how they should be dealing with it and why. What are some of the ideas that you've pushed and, you know, has there been support for that within the league?
Yeah, there's been a lot of support. And whether it's come from, you know, the NBA side, whether it comes from, you know, even with our community in Cleveland, our front office, on the player side, you mentioned DeMar DeRozan, you know, opening the door for myself and, you know, getting me to a point where I was able to share my story. But I think the biggest thing is, knowing, you know, I'm 30 years old now, that I don't have all the answers, and a lot of people don't. And whether that's, you know, seeing a therapist, whether it's you're medicated or not, finding somebody to talk to, you know, finding new ways in your line of work or your walk of life to make an impact or find a way to help other people, I think that's an ever-evolving process. But I believe that the NBA is going to do a great job, and they have just started on their journey with that as well.
Just become a next level superstar for many people watching, man. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
The Banana Republic Kevin Love collaboration will be available on September 18th. Kevin Love, everybody.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.